Hossein Hilmi Işık. Born in Eyüp Sultan in Istanbul on March 8, 1911, Hossein Hilmi Işık is regarded as one of the greatest Islamic scholars of the 20th century. He was also a pharmacist, an eminent chemical engineer, and a retired soldier. His school life was full of achievements. At the age of 5, he was enrolled at the Mihri Shah Sultan Primary School, where he recited the entire Holy Quran. In 1924, he graduated from the Rashadiye Middle School with distinction. After graduating with distinction from the Halisioglu Military High School, he graduated with distinction from the Faculty of Pharmacy and was commissioned with the rank of lieutenant. After having completed his internship at Gulhane Hospital, again with distinction, he was appointed inspector to the Military College of Medicine. In 1936, he graduated from the science faculty of Istanbul University, becoming Turkey's first senior chemical engineer. While working with world-renowned scientists, he synthesized and discovered the formula for phenylcyan nitromethane. This research, a world first, was widely carried in the Turkish and international press. In 1936, he was appointed to the rank of army chemist and worked with the world-famous chemists. He became an expert on poison gases. He was promoted to major in 1945, retiring with the rank of colonel following the coup of 1960. He taught chemistry, physics, mathematics, German, and French in several high schools in Istanbul. In 1966, he opened the Işık Bookstore in Istanbul, and later the Hakikat Bookstore. In 1976, he founded the İhlas Foundation. Hossein Hilmi Işık, may Allah be pleased with him, was a Muslim with a passionate love of Allah, who read from the works of Islamic scholars in all his talks. His meeting, Abdullah Hakim Arwasi. His meeting with Abdul Hakim Arwasi in 1929 was the turning point in his life. He attended his classes for 14 years, and after his master's death, he continued to receive scientific instruction from his son, the Mufti of Kadıköy, Ahmet Meki Uçişik. In 1953, he received plenary permission to teach and write books. He published books in Arabic, Farsi, English, French, German, and other languages, and strove to hasten the global influence of Islamic moral values and Islamic union by sending these books all over the world. He used the pen name Siddiq Gumush in some of his books. Some of his works are Complete Commentary on Eternal Happiness, Translation of Letters, The Faith Needed by All, The Day of Reckoning and the Hereafter, and The Glad Tidings of Prophethood. Hossein Hilmi Işık passed away on the 26th of October 2001. Thousands attended his funeral at the Eyüp Mosque, and he was buried in Eyüp Sultan. In an interview he gave on October 7, 2010, Mr. Adnan Akhtar said the following: Hossein Hilmi Işık is also my spiritual guide. He is a Naqshbandi sheikh. I took a constant interest in his books, which I regard very highly in my high school and university years, studying these and learning from them, mashallah. He is a most sincere and most candid and blessed person. Statements by Hossein Hilmi Işık regarding the system of the Mahdi. In his works, As a Requisite of the Sunnah of Our Prophet, peace be upon him, Hossein Hilmi Işık attached particular importance to the system of the Mahdi. He related hadiths and described the distinguishing features of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, with all details. Some naive people refer to people they imagine to be very great as the Mahdi. The Messenger, peace be upon him, has described the signs of the Mahdi. There are some 200 such signs in Ibn Hajar Meki's Signs of the Mahdi and Sayyuti's Al-Burhan. Volume 2, page 297 of the Al-Futuhat al-Islamiyya says, The awaited Mahdi will be from the line of Hazrat Fatima a.s. He will appear in Mecca. Muslims will be without a caliph at that time. He will be made a caliph against his wishes. We can see from this that there will be no caliph on earth when the Mahdi appears, and that those who declare themselves to be Mahdi are in fact not so. Hussain Hilmi Ishiq said that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, would attain happiness through the path of prophethood. There are two paths that lead man to Allah. The first is the kind of closeness prophets feel to Allah, the way of prophethood, which can lead to the reality of the real. The Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will come with such closeness to Allah.
www.harunyahya.com